This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli official said on Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his six-member war cabinet. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The widely expected move comes after centrist former General Benny Gantz left the emergency government. Netanyahu is now expected to hold consultations about the Gaza war with a small group of ministers, including Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer, who had been in the war cabinet. The forum was formed after Gantz joined Netanyahu in a national unity government at the start of the war in October. Gantz and another member of the war cabinet, Gadi Eisenkot, both left the government last week over what they said was Netanyahu's failure to form a strategy for the Gaza war.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. A U.S. special envoy on Monday visited Jerusalem seeking to calm the situation on the disputed border with Lebanon, where Israel said tensions with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia were bringing the region closer to a wider conflict. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters the U.S. is concerned about escalation from Hezbollah, but that so far they have not seen the group engage fully.
They have been, of course, conducting strikes across that border. The Israelis have been defending themselves against that. We don't want to see escalation. We don't want to see a second front. And we are concerned about it.
U.S. and British forces have carried out at least six airstrikes on Yemen's Hodeidah International Airport and four strikes on Cameron Island near the port of Salif off the Red Sea. The main television news outlet run by Yemen's Houthis movement said on Monday, the first time U.S. forces have hit the island.